You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our very intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Anaheim Council Member Chris Murray's in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Ron. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today, National Pretzel Day. Yeah, it looks, I don't know about pretzels and Passover, probably doesn't do the best correlation there, but we can always celebrate. Might don't want to hold them over too long. They might not be too good. Moving right along. Got a lot on the news today, and Councilwoman Murray's making a lot of news. We're going to chat about a lot of this as we move along, but there's a lot going on. We didn't necessarily cover some of these things yesterday, but there may be a lot that we can chat about. And obviously, one of the big issues of the day is the presidential election. Certainly, we see the chaos that's going on in this election cycle, the rhetoric, the commentary. I'm not a big fan, you know, of some of the commentary. I'm really more interested in people's policies, what they have to say. And you know, there's a lot of commentary that doesn't make any sense to me. We're going to chat about that. But then again, there are policies that probably don't make any sense. And the news media does not report them. So we try and bring some of these interesting ones to you. How about $15 minimum wage? So we've seen that the state of confusion, we've adopted this $15 minimum wage. And I get blasted a lot of times when I say that it's just going to cause unemployment. So let's look at this, because we know that that minimum wage doesn't go into effect for, I think it's put in over a several year period. But look at this. UC Berkeley, they decided that they were going to accelerate the minimum wage, and starting September 2016, yeah, that's just a few months away, minimum wage of $15 per hour. Yeah, but here's the part that doesn't get the notoriety. They at the same time announced that they are laying off 500 workers, as the school now has a $150 million deficit to contend with.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So did we really, did anybody ever think that the raising of a minimum wage might cause unemployment? Well, yeah, we've talked about that right along. So let's think about those 500 workers now. Do you think they want $15 an hour, or do they want a job? Just a thought process right there that, again, you don't hear about. But then, again, we can move further on into the state of confusion. How about this story? A California jail, and I'm going to try and find here real quick where this jail is. But the California jail has a surveillance problem. They do a study to find the solution. $20 million is the answer to the inmate security problem in the jail. On the flip side, they find that they can also get this solved with $761.21 from Costco. Now, you know, here in the state of confusion, Santa Clara is where this comes out. And Mercury News in Santa Clara County jails is where this is coming from. Think about this, $20 million for a Cadillac surveillance system, or $761 from Costco. Sheriff wants Costco, they're getting the $20 million version. You got to wonder about some of our local areas. Of course, this is the state of confusion. We like to do some of this stuff to ourselves. That's why we also enjoy the gas prices that we enjoy as compared to what we probably should be enjoying right now. And I haven't really looked up the latest number in the gas prices, but based on where oil is today, and we can look up the oil pricing real quick. We generally have that available, right? I mean, oil is at $44 a barrel. $44 a barrel. And where was oil when President Bush left office, when we had gas prices at $1.79 a gallon? Or we can compare where we are today with a national average on gas at $2.14 a gallon. However, here in the state of confusion, we are at $2.77 a gallon. And just so you don't think it's that I'm always bashing on the Democrats, this was actually the reason that we are paying so much more in California. Now, 20 cents a gallon more than they're paying in Hawaii. Benedict Arnold. Yeah, he's the one that implemented our cap and trade policy to go into effect after he left office. So we are paying $2.77 a gallon, Hawaii paying $2.57 a gallon. Texas, they're paying $1.91 a gallon. And yes, the national average, $2.14. And you wonder what happens, why we don't have money when you can do a $760 surveillance system instead of a $20 million surveillance system. And we go that way. Then, well, we're going to talk more about that because obviously in the city of Anaheim, they've done some great stuff. And again, I'm not going to ask anybody to share my opinion. In spite of our mayor, we've done some great stuff in the city of Anaheim fiscally. But we'll see where we head with some of these other items. Moving back to the national scene, did you catch any of the news? And I've been getting blasted on this one as well. President Obama in Britain, a bit hypocritical as he speaks in Britain, telling the British that he saved the world. Really, does that?
You know better than that.
Yeah, he's told. And I had somebody say, well, no, he didn't say that he saved the world. So I played the video for them. And exactly what he said is that he was asked by a young man in the audience, what are your biggest legacy achievements that you're most proud of? He says, number one, well, I'm not going to do them in order because I don't remember. He saved the world when it came to the economy. Well, you know better than that.
You know better than that.
He averted a nuclear crisis in Iran. He got affordable health care for everyone. Now, the Unaffordable Care Act does not deal, well, I guess it only hurts health care. It gives people insurance. It's an insurance program. It's geared for the insurance companies, although United Healthcare is not so excited about it any longer now that they're not getting their payoffs and they're dropping out. So you got to wonder, being that the president saved the world. Now, here's the hypocrisy of the entire issue. Think about this. When Bibi Netanyahu came to address the United States Congress, President Obama snubbed him and said he should not be butting into U.S. politics. Yet President Obama is over in Britain talking about British politics and whether they should remain a part of the European Union. Well, doesn't that sound just about the same to you as it does? If the shoe fits on one way, doesn't it seem to go the other way? Just a simple thought for you. Now, one other area, being that every once in a while I do talk a little bit about real estate, Senate appropriators rejecting an FHA lender fee. You got to love this one. Another one of these great ones coming out of Washington, D.C. Apparently, the FHA, Federal Housing Administration, has an outdated and unautomated information technology system. That, again, does not surprise anybody that's dealt with their systems.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
They need $13 million for their new system. So what does the president come up with? Tax business. The president's answer for everything is tax business. But this way, he says, who is it that would be paying this? He wants to put a four basis point fee on lenders to solve this issue. Who is it that gets the FHA loans? Two basic groups of people. It's first-time homebuyers, young people, and people that don't have the masses of money. Just think about that. That is the idea, the president's idea there. Thank goodness Congress said, no, you've got money in other areas, Mr. President. Figure it out. You can do that. My bet is he will not figure it out. It will not get done. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the Anaheim City Council, a resolution for this evening, I believe it is.
That's correct.
To talk about the rhetoric coming out of whining Donnie. That's my part of it. The resolution doesn't say about whining Donnie. I just add that in there for my own personal opinion right there. So we're going to talk about that. Got a lot on our docket for today. Still, we're going to talk about you do not need 20% down to buy a house. That is a myth. What realtors should know when selling homes with a reverse mortgage, helping out our seniors. Is my husband's do-it-yourself will valid? We're going to answer all of those questions when we come back. You can reach us at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We're going to chat with council member, Anaheim council member, Chris Murray, when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by your area trusted professionals. That's the Household Board of Directors, and they are standing by to help you. There's a lot of areas you need a board of directors in. And all you have to do is text ATP to 79564. We will put you in touch with that attorneys that you might need, financial planners, CPAs, tax planners. The question this morning, or the answer this morning, one more time, you do not need 20% down to buy a house. There are many, many markets that are still looking at this. This is a survey by Ipsos found that American public is still somewhat confused about what is actually necessary to qualify for a home mortgage loan in today's housing market. The down payment, 3%. There's a down payment assistance that'll get you down to zero, even pay your closing costs for you. Veterans, we thank you. You've got the VA loan that'll get you a zero down payment. FICO scores, they do not need to be over 750. You can go down as low as, well, there's programs now as low as 500. The FHA loan, 580, 640, they're all there. We'll talk about this more in the days and weeks to come, but know that you do not have to have great credit or a lot of money to buy a house. And if you, and you have to qualify, you have to be able to repay that. But we're going to talk about more of that. I want to get into our topic this morning. Anaheim Council Member Chris Murray is in the house. Welcome again, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Glad you're here. We had the, there's a lot going on. And one of the things that you've got a lot of experience in, so I figured that being on ESPN and an audience going from the California border on the south all the way up to Santa Barbara, San Diego's got a big controversy going on with the Chargers saying they want to, they propose an increase in the hotel tax from 11% to 16% to help pay for a new stadium. Mm-hmm. And I think you've probably seen something like that before in Anaheim.
Well, Anaheim hotel.
Maybe not the stadium, though.
Yeah, no, hoteliers are not funding our stadium. In fact, our owner wanted to fund the stadium. The city still needs to come up with an agreement to keep them here. But nonetheless, our hoteliers self-assess themselves an increase in our TOT, not to fund
TOT is what we call the hotel taxes.
Bed taxes, okay. Correct, transit-oriented taxes. They self-assess themselves in order to generate some additional revenue to support the convention-based industry in our city, to help with the expansion of the convention center and to help with transit and transportation improvements in our resort and convention-based areas.
So if the hotels are looking to do that, if they're doing that already, mm-hmm. then that would be very, and they're doing it for the benefit of the convention center, that would be a very similar correlation to what they're doing, what the Chargers are proposing in San Diego.
Yes, they are proposing a very specific use. Our TOT actually benefits the entire city's city services, so I'm not sure how narrow or broad their proposal is. I haven't seen the technical okay. aspects of it, but in Anaheim, our TOT use is one of the largest revenue components of our city budget.
So, and I don't want to, I don't know if it's relevant as far as how much Anaheim's TOT is. I know in New York, though, many years ago, they increased their TOT significantly and ended up pushing people out of the city, the convention business.
Yeah.
Does Anaheim see that happening at all?
No, and we did ourselves. The hoteliers that chose to do it voluntarily, the city did not enforce it upon them. It was done, I want to say, nearly 10 years ago, and it's not had that impact in Anaheim. We have stayed competitive. In fact, our TOT has grown steadily year over year and really helped the city emerge from the recession much more quickly than other cities in Orange County and regionally.
So then does the community benefit from that?
Absolutely. That funding goes directly to police, to fire, libraries, parks, street and road pavement, sewer, utilities, all of the above.
Now, one of the big battles that comes in Anaheim, and it's probably going to correlate a little bit to the San Diego market, is the people that are on the opposite side of the fence saying, you know, do we want to rebate some of this money to a, well, in this case, you know, in Anaheim, it's not the billionaire that wants it. Well, maybe, I don't know who's getting
it's
it.
It's not, yeah.
It's not the professional teams that are asking for it. But you know, is it a good motivator for other businesses to come into the city getting rebates out of that money?
So the nice thing about the incentive programs that Anaheim is proposing, but other cities around the country as well, as it is a method in which to generate new revenue through economic growth as opposed to new taxes. Cities have very finite ways that they can raise revenue to fund all of the city services I just mentioned. You can do it through economic growth and market-oriented approaches where you work with your business community to generate new revenue, or you impose it through taxes and fees. In Anaheim, for decades, literally dating back to the 60s, we have chosen to partner for economic growth using very successful market-oriented initiatives.
So I'm going to throw something out there, and I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing this out there. I don't want to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. But roughly, do you have any idea how many people visit the city of Anaheim that are not residents in a given year or period or anything like that?
It's hard to separate out those numbers. We do have between 20 and 26 million annual visitors that are estimated. Some of those will be employees. But for the most part, that is what our Convention and Visitors Bureau and city analysis has determined is our annual visitor population.
And what roughly is the population of the city of Anaheim?
350,000.
So just thinking about that alone, I mean, mm-hmm. if you collect a dollar from, and I'm just using simple numbers because
right.
I'm a simple guy, mm-hmm. a dollar per resident gives us $350,000 to spend versus a dollar per visitor gives us $20 to $26 million to spend.
Correct.
Seems like it's a pretty simple piece of math, especially since I'm a resident.
Yes. Well, I mean, and it's borne out over the decades. You know, we have kept our taxes low. We have kept our fees low. We own our own utility. Our utility costs, water and power, are much less, in some cases during peak seasons, less by half than our neighboring cities. So these are all benefits that our residents derive because we have the strength of our convention center and our resort district and our stadium district.
Sounds to me like it's almost a no-brainer that if you can use, it almost sounds like a combination. It should be used in the city of Anaheim's case as a competitive advantage.
Right. So let me share with you a more recent example. So in the last few years, JW Marriott at the Garden Walk has committed its new flagship, its four-star flagship, the first in Orange County, at this location, Anaheim Garden Walk. Those two hotels that we're proposing with a subsidy, or I should say a rebate, over new revenue that they bring to the city, they will net the city over $160 million in new revenue over the life of that agreement.
That's money we are not generating today.
We are not taking money. It's not rebating existing dollars. It is future dollars. So the hotelier assumes all the risk. The city's not giving land away. We're not bonding to incentivize them. We're saying, if you are willing to assume the risk and build your hotels here, over 20 years, we will share in that TOT revenue with you because the windfall to the city is so significant that it makes financial good sense to do it.
What's the total budget in the city of Anaheim?
Well, the total budget, because we have a number of enterprises, including the utility, is a little over $1 billion. But our general fund budget, and I don't have the exact budget in front of me this morning, but it is around $250 to $275
million. $250 to $275 million.
That's what we have to spend on city services, yes.
And this is talking about adding probably 3%, 4% right to that budget. So that's like saving the taxpayers a 3 or 4% tax increase.
Well, even more than that, it's about ensuring that we can continue to make headway on pension reform and reducing our liabilities. So we have implemented new agreements with all our bargaining units, but we also still need to pay down our liability. In the last 4 years alone, because of the strength of our economy, we have gone from 64% funded unfunded liability to 77%, and that's just in a handful of years. So when you have that kind of new revenue to bank on, you can continue to build up your cash reserve, which we have one of the highest in the county. Plus, you can chip away at unfunded liabilities for existing employee pension costs, and you can continue continue to add new services. We're investing hundreds of millions of dollars over the next few years just in city parks. So it provides our residents an awful lot of future certainty in their economy.
It's pretty amazing what when you look outside the box and you stop getting away from some of the rhetoric about the 0.1% or the 0.5% who are the ultra rich in the world. I'm a big believer. Who cares about them? I mean, I want them to be well. I want them to do well. But do we really want to legislate our whole society around them or trying to raise everybody else to be like them? To me, I like the latter. We're going to talk more about this with Anaheim Councilmember Chris Murray. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what you should know about selling a home with a reverse mortgage. And listener question, is my husband's do-it-yourself will valid or will I lose my home? Talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, 300,000 people are checking us out on YouTube, Ron Siegel One, YouTube Ron Siegel One, 300,000 people each month. Holy cow. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990. Mortgage Minute today brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for a new mortgage, VIP has all the programs you need. FHA loans, down payment assistance, VA, doctors. There's special programs for you as well. They've got them all. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people. What you need to know about selling a home with a reverse mortgage. Basically, it's pretty simple. Now, the real estate agents, they need to understand this as well because many are confused by the product. They think it's still the product that their parents were thinking about or their grandparents. That product changed in the 80s. So it's not nearly the same as what it used to be. So here's just a couple things that you need to know about the reverse mortgage, also known as the home equity conversion mortgage. First off, it's a lien on the property, no different than any other lien on the property. The lien becomes due when the last of the seniors on title departs the property permanently, by choice or unfortunately not by choice. Either way, when it's an owner-occupied property or product. If the seniors who are on title are living, it's no different than any other lien. If they have passed, then you just have to know who has the authority to sell the property or make the disposition of the property. Is there a trust? If not, there should be. But if there's a trust, that answers that question. If it has to go through probate, that answers the question. The idea here is you should not be afraid of any property with a reverse mortgage. You should not be afraid of looking into it for a reverse mortgage to see if it's right for your parent or grandparent. That's just or for you and for that matter. Just the way it is, that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Anaheim Council Member Chris Murray is in the house. We've got a lot to chat about. We're going to talk, obviously, about the presidential election. I don't know that you can go anywhere right now without hearing it. The only thing I can say good about Trump, I'm not a big whiny Don fan, but boy, has he figured out a way of getting a lot of publicity. Probably not for the right answers, but we're going to talk to Chris about that. But let's talk about the economy first, Chris, because there's so much going on. You know, I know that the president told the British citizens yesterday that he saved the American economy. But the question becomes, a lot of people that I talk to, they don't feel so secure. We know that wages have not increased. We know that there's a lot of people that are still hurting. But from a local level, bringing it all the way down to the cities, mm-hmm. What's going on in the city level? Are the economies all recovered?
Well, cities across the country are still recovering from the recession. It is technically over. I will tell you, in Anaheim, we're doing much better than many of the cities in Orange County and regionally because of the strength and diversity of our economy. We still have middle-income jobs. We still have manufacturing in Anaheim. We have a robust healthcare industry. We have a Kaiser campus, a Kaiser Permanente campus here in Anaheim. We also have the strength of our resort district, and tourism is one of our largest economic sectors as well, with the single largest employment facility in the entire state, with Disneyland Resort being based here in Anaheim. So I will tell you,
a lot of building and there was some controversy. I think it had to do with taxation with Disney too.
Disney is our largest tax provider by far in the city of Anaheim. The city extended a tax policy to continue a policy where we would not implement a new tax on them, an entertainment tax, which would actually be paid by our residents and visitors, not by the Disneyland Resort. It would be a ticket tax. But it doesn't exist in Anaheim, and we agreed not to impose one
Thank goodness we did.
Yes. It doesn't exist in any of our facilities or entertainment venues. But that being said, when I took office in Anaheim 5 years ago, our unemployment was at double-digit figures. Hard unemployment was well over 12%. When you consider soft unemployment, which people who are underemployed or they've been unemployed so long, they're off the rolls, it is approaching 20%.
Wow.
We are now down below 6 and 7%. So we've made huge headway by working and partnering with our business community.
6 or 7, is that which one is that? The underemployment?
No, just the hard numbers.
Hard numbers, okay.
It's come down dramatically. It's even lower than that countywide. So because of the business-friendly policies of the county as a whole and cities in the county as a whole, our economies are coming back faster. But that doesn't mean people aren't still struggling. It doesn't mean that many, many of our residents and folks in Anaheim and Orange County aren't working more than one job. And like you said, wages haven't risen as fast as unemployment has come down. So there are genuine challenges out there, and we're seeing them with homeless issues on the rise. Some criminal behavior is on the rise, partly because of state realignment policies and a ballot initiative that passed that reduced many felonies to misdemeanor crimes. But that being said, economically, Anaheim, because of the strength of our economy, our city budget has recovered wholesale. We have restored cash reserves, as I mentioned in the last discussion. We've reduced our unfunded pension liabilities from 64% funded to 77%
That's
funded.
Huge. A lot
That's
of people
4 years.
Don't understand that. That's huge.
That's significant, and we're continuing to close that gap by working with our employees to increase their contribution rates as well. We have also committed over the last 3 year budget cycles to increase our police sworn personnel by 10 officers a year to our full strength of over 400 officers within 4 years. We have added significantly to fire services, put a truck back into service. We also now have a mobile health care unit that goes around our community and alleviates some of the burden on our hospitals and emergency rooms and just gives people that frontline care they need right at their doorstep. So the city is just doing phenomenally well from an economic standpoint, from a revenue standpoint, and it's all been based on privately generated revenue.
And see, that's the thing that doesn't get publicized a lot is the methods. And you talk about it, Chris, all the time, but I don't know how many people ever hear, because we talk about it in passing, the ways a city can make money.
Right.
Right. There's only two ways, is what you've shared.
You either raise it by taxing people and having them open their wallets, or you raise it through economic growth. Those are the two options that cities have. States and the federal government can print money. We can't do that in Anaheim. We have either got to go to our residents and our businesses, or we generate economic growth by partnering with our business community.
And now I guess even the economic development is gone. Right. So, I mean, we don't have that, but
you mean redevelopment?
Redevelopment.
Yes, redevelopment. Yeah.
Well, because I head out to La Quinta, and they have even lawsuits going on because of the redevelopment commitments.
Yeah.
So that's it's a big challenge. So think about that idea I talk about this all the time, is we continue to vote the same way and expect different results. Why is it that the state keeps having budget problems? It's because we're not making it friendly. I mean, Carl's Jr. Was an Anaheim company, right?
Oh, founded.
Founded in Anaheim, leaving because of the environment. You know, we talked about what UC Berkeley, I mean, doesn't get any more liberal than UC Berkeley, but they're laying off people because of minimum wage. So why do you keep going after people and business instead of helping them grow? Look at this idea of this growth here of, you know, what the idea that the hotel you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, that to me, I mean, I kind of jump around. I got a squirrely mentality.
That's okay.
Right? But I mean, building a hotel, how many people does that have to put to work? How many events are going to be there?
Yeah, the jobs are in the thousands, both from construction and skilled trades and up to running and managing the hotel. So, the two hotels we have proposed at Garden Walk alone will generate $160 million net new revenue over the life of the agreement the city has with them.
And those are just fascinating, because when you think about that, that's the city's piece of the pie.
Right.
There's a whole bigger piece of the pie that goes with that, because look at all, I mean, I've been over at the Garden Walk a lot of times. There's nothing going on there.
Yeah, Garden Walk was envisioned to have two hotels flanking it. The retail center opened first, and then the recession hit, and the hotels evaporated, and the mall component of it has struggled ever since. And those folks who invested their businesses and their livelihoods in the mall have struggled to hold on, and many weren't able to make it. Many of those stores have closed. So when these hotels open, not only will they secure jobs for those hotels and revenue for the city, but they'll also help all of those small businesses within the Garden Walk retail center.
So think about that part of it. If you're a small business owner that's just been struggling, and who hires people? And where is our economy? You know, I've talked about this. 70% of GDP is from the consumer. So you think about that. Then you throw in there the city that's brought that beautiful transportation building.
Right. Arctic.
Arctic. Yeah. Right. I mean, so it's easy to get to the city.
Right.
So people can spend money in the city. So the city makes more money. So it creates a big circle.
It continues to build an economy that can weather and withhold economic hardships. So recessions are cyclical. They're going to happen. How do we best position and armor the city to withstand them and continue to prosper through them? Anaheim weathered the last one better than most. We did not cut back city services. We had to spread ourselves thinner. But we continue to provide core city services. Many cities gave up on their fire departments, gave up on a number of services, rolled back city hours for residents, closed city hall for days of the week. We never had to do that in Anaheim. But
we also did that. I mean, what was it? Yorba Linda or Brea, one of those, got rid of their police department.
Santa Ana got rid of fire. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so they're getting rid of these services. Anaheim, great place to be. We got an interesting topic to cover when we come back. We're going to talk about Whining Donnie, that's my term. But we'll talk about whining. What's the Anaheim City Council talking about with that one? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about a do-it-yourself will. Will it hold up in court? You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And don't forget, if you miss any part of the broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I don't know how they get away with it. 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC is the last number I saw. And I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s, never seen one that's completely accurate. They get away with it. Credit Sanitizer, they'll help you. Here's the question. I'm going to make it brief because it's a long question. Just the reason we don't take questions on air. So the question that came in basically was husband and wife, California couple, married 13 years. Husband owned the house before they were married. They refinanced. The wife is not on title, not on the loan. There is a will, not notarized, but witnessed. And the question was, if something happens to the husband, does the wife get the property? I am not an attorney. I am not giving you legal advice. I do give you the advice to call one of the attorneys that we recommend as an area trusted professional. But a will is generally witnessed as opposed to needing to be notarized. Still going to have to be reviewed. Trusts are much easier to deal with. That way it lays everything out. A trust is basically a gift to the remaining people, to your loved ones, to your heirs. Horrible time when somebody passes in most instances. So the trust is a gift. The will might work. This is a community property state, but you still have to prove everything. Why do you want to go into that whole mess when for a small amount of money, you can get a trust done and not have to deal with it? Just my two cents. Again, I believe that professional guidance costs you nothing in the long run. It may cost you a little bit of money today, but down the road, probably going to save you a lot more than you're spending today. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we're chatting this morning with Anaheim Councilwoman Chris Murray, and I got an email, I guess about a week ago or so, maybe 2 weeks ago, about a proposal that is going to be coming before the city council this evening, I guess it is.
It is. It's on tonight's agenda.
On tonight's agenda. A little controversy. I guess anytime you mention the word Donald Trump, it brings controversy. Love him, hate him, and people are passionate. But the agenda item, the way I understand it, and we'll let Chris explain it even better, is basically has to do with the idea of rhetoric, conversation, terminology. And I love one of the things, and I'm not promoting any of these candidates. I haven't found one that I like yet. But one of the things that John Kasich says is, I'm not going to get in the gutter for the highest office in the land, or however he puts it. But I'm seeing on social media, and from talking to Chris prior to the show, I guess there's a lot of people that don't really understand the motion or concur. And holy cow, there is one of the people on city council that I assume probably will be against it. But let's understand the motion first and tell us a little bit about this, the controversy.
Sure. Well, the controversy is baffling because the resolution is not taking a stand on Mr. Trump's candidacy or limiting in any way his ability to campaign in Anaheim or anywhere, or to limit the discussion on important issues that he's raising. What it simply states is the rhetoric and the language he is using, which is essentially attacking tens of thousands of residents that we as the Anaheim City Council were elected to serve, as a means to an end on making some policy points, and that it's just not justified. So the resolution says that we denounce this rhetoric as being contrary to our core values of inclusiveness and as a city of kindness. And so my hope is that the council will take the stand and tell those residents, the women, the Mexican Americans, the Muslims and Arab Americans, the refugees and immigrants and veterans and POWs who've been attacked during this presidential election, that, hey, we've got your back, we're in your corner, and we don't agree with this rhetoric. Because silence would be tacitly condoning it.
That's a pretty interesting concept, because I don't know anybody that really, I'm not even sure that Mr. Trump agrees with what he's saying. right? I mean, he says so much stuff. And my personal opinion is that he says most of what he says to get more publicity. I think they say that he's gotten about $2 billion of publicity that he hasn't had to pay for just because of some of these comments that I believe in applied psychology. So if my kids said some of these things when they were younger, it would have been grounds for some sort of punishment.
Well, and, you know, to make this personal, the perspective that I have heard from teachers, from students, from parents, from members of our community, thanking me for raising this, for at least raising and elevating the discussion, because just to give you some personal or some very specific anecdotes, I had one teacher reach out to me and say that she stopped some children who were arguing on the playground. A 13-year-old boy said to two 12-year-old girls, "When Donald Trump's president, he's going to kill you."
Oh.
So words matter. Words do have impact. I had another young student reach out to me personally, and it takes a lot of courage for a young student to reach out to an elected official, but send me an email saying, "Thank you for doing this. I'm biracial, and I've been really hurt by what has been said. I take enough peer pressure as it is, but to hear it coming from somebody who may be president is really hurtful." So, you know, when we say we're a city of kindness, we have to back that up with real action. They can't just be words. Our young students in Anaheim take it seriously. The students of Anaheim City School District, they fulfilled 1 million acts of kindness last year. I hope the council can do one act tonight, which is to tell them we've got their back.
To me, that's we want our kids I'm a big believer that too many of the young people, when you listen to some of the news stories and you watch some of the newscasters going out to college campuses and the young people can't identify the vice president of the United States or who the Supreme Court justices are, it pretty much says that they're not watching what's going on, yet they should be. And how do we tell young people? I know I had a challenge. You're probably dealing with this more now than I would, Chris, is when my kids were little, it was during the Clinton administration. And we had to be careful of what we let them hear that was going on with the president of the United States. And that's a sad state. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has to being a role model.
Right.
Right. We want our president. We want our elected officials, whether we agree with them or not. I mean, right. I can say that I don't agree with 99.9% of what President Obama does. Mm-hmm. But I can say that I really think that it's great when I see him going places with his daughters and with his wife and date nights. Those are things that we
and
want.
Church.
Right?
And, yeah.
Those are things that we want from our elected officials because, you know, there's a lot of these lunatics in sports and Hollywood that we don't want our kids to emulate.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And as you well know, I am a parent of a young son. And, you know, in this day and age, when national security is constantly on our minds, we want our young people in this country to have a real true sense of patriotism. And the people who hold all offices at all levels of government, but certainly the highest office in the land, they do set a benchmark. They do, they are upheld by our young people as being role models, whether they're equipped for it or not. If nothing else, my hope is this resolution will elevate and broaden the discussion and ensure civil discourse for the remainder of the campaign for all candidates. But there's only one, sadly, and that's why we have to be specific about Mr. Trump, who is using the type of rhetoric that has truly become hateful speech. And hateful speech should never be excused as straight talk. We are all grown-ups. He is an educated man. We can use better words. We can use more humane terminology, and we can discuss these important issues of terrorism and immigration and jobs in the economy without denigrating the dignity of many members of our population.
And we've seen that. I mean, we should understand now more than ever the power of the words of the president. I mean, look what's going on right now with our police officers, our first responders.
Right.
They've never had a tougher time that I can remember,
right,
from the citizens, because they don't see that respect. I tell my kids, I do the same thing. You know, you see a police officer, say thank you. See a fireman, say thank you. A veteran, say thank you. These are the type I mean, we have to be our own role models, but we also need a little bit of help.
Right.
Right?
And no, I teach my son to wave when we drive by the fire truck. And,
sure.
And or the police officer. We say hello when we're at Starbucks and we bump into them. You know, these offices and these positions that people hold, whether it's an officer in uniform, a military officer, or somebody who's running for the highest office in the land, they have to be cognizant at all times that they are setting an example. And that example can either be a very good one and lift people up and be about optimism and strength and faith and courage, or it can tear people down. I certainly hope it's the first.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with this.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes, and we're going to keep on reporting on this. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to Anaheim Council Member Chris Murray for coming and sharing with us again. Thanks to all of our sponsors. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or comments, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.